Let's have a little bit of the wonderful Andy Williams. This has got to get you going, girls.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene to make the scene, which is the name of the game. Watch a guy or watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down and over and across, romance's boss. Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk with tender loving care. It's keeping track of the pack, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud collective sigh, they're making music to watch girls by. Track of the pack, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud collective sigh, they're making music to watch girls by. The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene. La 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 la.
Oh, the wonderful Andy Williams. Music to watch the girls go by. I bet you there's a load of people turning around and saying, "Who?" You know, when you sit down, a lovely lady goes by. Sometimes you don't think of it sexually. You think about, oh, they look nice. When you get to a certain age, you turn around and say, oh, they look nice. And you kind of get the eyes. Oh, yeah, 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 you really do like her dress on, do you? Honest.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, yeah, Kenny Bourne's jazz man. And Marco 64 going out to Stephen. Right, now all I can say is that Beverly Knight is probably one of the greatest vocalists out there, lady vocalists out there. I loved her. I followed her for many years, from early days to now. And she just seems to be getting better. And she gets asked to do so many things, features, guest appearances, with the top people, from the David Foyce to everybody that loves a bit of Beverly Knight. And I love this version of Change Is Gonna Come. This is Beverly Knight. Grab your partners. Say to them, what are we having for lunch tonight, dear?
A ball on Phoenix FM.
Ah, yeah. Let's play a song for the wonderful Rob, who's in Queen's Hospital. Hope you're listening now, Rob. You've got through it. You've got it on your earphones at last. This is for you, mate.
Well, the south side of Chicago, it's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now, Leroy, more than trouble, he stood about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the studs, they call him Sir. And he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. And he liked his fancy clothes. He liked to wave his diamond rings in front of everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental. He got an Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe. Yeah, he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. Ago, Leroy is shooting dice, and at the edge of the bar sat a lady named Doris, and she sure looked nice. Well, he laid his eyes upon her, and the trouble soon began. And Leroy Brown, he learned a lesson about messing with the wife of a jealous man. Yeah, he's bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole.
Phoenix FM.
Ah, woof, 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 woof. You, the wonderful Frank Sinatra, Leroy Brown, going out. You, Rob, in the wonderful Quincy Hospital. Right, moving on. Let's have a. I love this band. The wonderful good mates of mine, the wonderful Gyrasis. Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, yeah. The Wonderful Jive Aces, number 13. Yeah. I love that. Love it. Great band. Great mates. And I hope they have a lovely, lovely, my love to you all at the Jive Aces. Right. Let's have a song now. I'd like to dedicate this to all my wonderful grandchildren.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. A merry little Christmas now. The fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Wonderful grandchildren, I love you. Well, this next song, it's got a Mary and it's got a little lamb in it, so it must be really Christmassy.
Had a little lamb. His face was white as snow, yeah. Everywhere the child went, you know the lamb was sure to go, yeah. He followed her to school one day and broke the teacher's rule. What a time did they have.
that day at school.
Tasket, baby. A green and yellow basket. Sent a letter to my baby. On my way, I passed it.
Hand me down my walking shoes.
Phoenix FM.
Hand me down my walking shoes. Hand me down my walking shoes. To walk away and leave those blues. Hand me down my walking shoes. Hand me down, that love so gay. Hand me down, love so gay. Hand me down, that love so gay. One more love and I'm on my way. Hand me down, that love so gay. Hand me down, it's winter blow, blow. Hand me down, oh, it's winter blow, blow, blow. Oh, hand me down, some winter blow. A few more notes just before I go. Hand me down, some winter blow.
FM.
Oh yeah, hand me down my walking shoes. Now, did you hear that? Where he goes, go on, run! Yeah, because that was wonderful. Ron Bowden on drums in the Kenny Ball Band. That was the band. That was a rocking band. That was a hell of a band. I'm so proud of my father, Kenny Ball. And, honestly, the back lineup, that band was rocking for all over the world in the 60s and the 70s. And, I keep in touch with some of the children of the boys and the original band. And it's lovely. It's lovely. And, Ron Bowden's probably one of the greatest drummers. He taught me things. Oh, mate, there's nobody like him that could actually drive a band like he does. Well, let's move on to another Mr. Brown and his virtual jazz band, and God Bless the Child. this puts you in a lovely mood. Grab your partners and mingle and jingle. Jingle.
Then there's God shall gain, then there's not shall lose. Though the Bible say, and it still is new, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets, dark, ever make the grain. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money you got, lots of friends hanging round your door. Then it's gone and the crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, don't you have to much. Yeah. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child, the God is all that's got his.
Sundays. Roast beef, Yorkshire puddings, your feet up with the Sunday papers. All great ways to spend the day,
but not really that fun.
This weekend, join Tony Smith and Phoenix 98 FM for Sunday Lunch. With amusing news and strange stories from around the world. Interviews, chart update and movie reviews. It's 2 hours of great entertainment and great music. Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith. Sundays from midday. Put the fun back into your Sunday. Phoenix 98 FM.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
You're listening to Having a Ball on Phoenix FM. The best radio show in the world.
Probably.
If you were the only girl in the world, and I was the only boy, nothing else would matter in the world today. Go on loving in the same old way. A garden of Eden, just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. Now I would say such wonderful things to you, baby. There would be such wonderful things to do. If you were the only girl in the world, oh baby, and I was the only boy.
Prima, if you were the only girl in the world, what would you do? What would you do? Right, this next song I like to play, and I like to dedicate this. I haven't gone too much into detail, and I don't want to go into detail, but I like to dedicate this to the wonderful nurses and the sisters that looked after me in both Basildon and Queens, and they are absolute angels, and I like to dedicate this to the... I was in Sky A in Queens for about... I think I was about 4 weeks there, and the other one was for about 11 days, but I'd like to dedicate this to all you wonderful sisters and nurses that are listening in Sky A. This is for you. Thank you very, very much, and I love you.
To dream the impossible dream, to find the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go. to right the unrightable wrong, and to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, and to fight for the right without question or pause. That my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest, and the world will be better for this. That one man scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable, the unreachable, the unreachable.
Thank you.
You're listening to Having a Ball on Phoenix FM, the best radio show in the world.
Probably.
We'll be right back.
FM.
Oh, yeah, the wonderful, wonderful. Oh, I love that song. It's so good, isn't it? So cool. Love it. But guess who's turned up? Yes, the one and only. Yes, morning, Mr. Spencer Carter.
Oh, listen, mate, it's so lovely to see you.
It's so lovely to see
honestly,
you.
Honestly, I have missed you so much. And I'm, there's no you. Joking aside,
no,
it's
I really
genuine.
Have, no, I have really, yeah. I genuinely missed you. And I've
been very worried about you.
Oh, bless your heart. I really can't thank you all for the wonderful Phoenix at 98 FM listeners and the crew. Of Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah.
Sending their love of it.
So how are you? You pleased to be back?
Yeah, I'm very pleased. A bit weak, but I'm getting there and I'll get back. But of course, I'll be next week, next Saturday morning on my show. I'll be back as well.
It was lovely hearing your voice this morning.
Oh, well, there's not everybody that says that.
No, I won't say next week. We're back to normal. No, we will next week. It's Christmas week next week.
Yeah,
we will
Christmas
say next week.
Yeah.
So, but how are you, mate? You all right?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Not bad. I won't go into too many politics, but
no.
So when you get told after waiting for certain people to come and turn around and say to you, oh, well, you're too early, 12 weeks' time, you're thinking, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just get you down.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that while you were off, the ratings went up.
Jimmy, what?
No, I'm only kidding. It was Ian done a cracking job for your wife.
He did. And I can't thank Ian enough for covering me. Really, it was really great. And also Paul as well. You know what I mean? I got lovely messages from Paul asking me how.
Yeah.
I never got one from you. But I mean, apart from that.
You got loads of me, don't lie.
You know what I mean? You know who your friends are when you're down. And
you actually got loads of me.
When you're down. And
in fact, I was ready to come with a bowl of hot water to give the bed bath. I was coming down to do it.
I'm lucky I could get to the bathroom.
Yeah. No, it's a. You've been missed, mate. You really have.
Oh, I've missed you all, mate.
Yeah.
I missed doing it. I missed the listeners. I had some lovely messages. I think people were really, really lovely sending lovely messages. And people don't realise how much that makes you feel. You know, it really does lift you
up. Well, I suppose you need it, don't you? Because you're stuck in the one environment. You can't get out anywhere. And
exactly.
You kind of. And just. Obviously, I presume you were just laying there.
And you're also witnessing.
And your mind races on.
And you're also witnessing the wonderful nurses and the sisters. And how hard they are. I mean, like, 99% of them were brilliant. One of them, like, you know, when you... Oh, no disrespect.
No scratch
it. Don't want to talk to you or don't want to be spoken to. I like first name terms. I think it's nice when you get onto first name terms.
Yeah.
Because you're there for a long while.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I don't want to keep going, oh, nurse or whatever.
Well, you're living there, aren't you? That's
exactly.
What you're doing,
but,
yeah.
I mean, 99.5% of the nurses and sisters that looked after me were absolutely wonderful. I cannot fault them. It's the other people above that I can't stand.
I always say, and, you know, I think the doctors do an amazing job and it's, you know, hats off because how they save lives. But for me, it's the nurses.
Mate, because they're with the...
They are at the front line, aren't they? So they do the jobs that keep everyone going.
They're with you all day.
Yeah.
From literally, if I said 12 hours a day, they're with you. They see you every day. They see your improvement. They see you, how you are, what meds you take and whatever. And I don't believe in all this medication they give you. I really honestly don't, because you like to talk about what you've got wrong or pain or whatever. And sometimes you go... Because you're so zonked out. But I think, I believe in, like, the one-to-one with the nurses and the sisters was wonderful. It's because they know you.
And I would imagine some of the time you just want to be listened to, don't you, when you're in here? You just want someone to listen to what you're saying.
Yes, it's just someone coming up to you and turning around and saying, no, why are you in here? I'm not going to turn around and say, well, I've just thought I'd come in here for a quick free breakfast.
I'll come in for a cup of tea.
Cup of tea and I lay down.
Yeah.
You know? And, apart from that, but I can't fault the nurses and the sisters whatsoever in Basildon and in Queens.
Without getting political, paid them what they deserve.
They do deserve it. Honestly, they really, honestly, I cannot express
the work ethic, the work, what they do.
Oh, lovely.
You know, really, honestly, my love goes out to them very, very big time. And they really do work so hard. They deserve more. They deserve everything. I mean, when you get certain people that are walking around from above and they're walking around with their hairs and graces, it's disgusting to say that they walk by and they don't even come in and say hello to you, but then they prescribe like something to you, but they haven't spoken to you. But the nurses and assistants give you that time, and they speak to you. Oh, where's the pain?
It's a lifeline, isn't it? Yeah, oh,
they're wonderful. They really, really, really deserve more. They really, really do.
Well, it's lovely to have you back.
It's been wonderful.
We've kept the music going, my friend.
I know you have, and your wonderful show today. Where you got on?
It's just me today, but I've got some really great music. And what'd you say?
Nothing. You missed me.
Everyone's a critic. I missed you, yeah. Great music, and and there are going to be some Christmas songs. I can't fight it. I did a couple last week.
I did as well today.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a couple
Mary
of Christmas.
Mary had a little lamb, you know? What I mean, I know it's got Mary and a lamb in it, so it's a bit Christmas.
Well, it's Christmas, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Mary had a little turkey. but just.
Don't, because...
Oh, sorry, you're not allowed to laugh, no,
a friend of mine, pain, Mr. Yeah. Rose, if you're listening, he took all our turkeys. He's gone off Christmas already, that's what I sent him. But apart from that, all I can say is that your show's going to be wonderful as usual, Mr. Spencer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Spencer, you playing this, do you like the old piano?
Do you what?
Do you like piano?
I love piano.
Do you want to... All right, go on, you better start this song then.
as sweet a young child as you'd find. Her parents had gone to their final reward, leaving their baby behind. Did you hear? This poor little child was only 9 years of age when mother and dad went away. Still she bravely worked at the one thing she knew to earn her few pennies a day. She made artificial flowers, artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, you know those artificial flowers, fashioned from Annie's despair. With paper and sheet, with some wire and wax.
Well, coming to the end of my wonderful show, my heavenable show. My name's Keith Ball. I'll be back next Saturday. We'll have some Christmas fun. But I'll be passing you over to the wonderful Spencer Carter. God bless you all. Love you all. Thank you very much for welcoming me back.
From making artificial flowers, those artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of high fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, artificial flowers, made from Annie's despair.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.